The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 22nd of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. You might remember last week we were talking about a whole bunch of different things coming to EU customers when it comes to Android phones. Well, it's actually going to come in the form of cash, meaning you're going to have to give some money. Google is going to start charging $40 per device to install Google Mobile services. What the hell? Yep, that's right. Due to the decision coming from the European Commission's $5 billion fine, because of Google bundling its own apps, they decided to pass that on to you. Basically, what's happening is Google is unbundling the apps and then charging Android manufacturers to install these apps, with the most important one being the Play Store, of course. Because without that, you're not going to have a whole lot of fun getting apps on your phone. Now, apparently, the highest fees will be assessed in the UK, Sweden, Germany, Norway, and the Netherlands. And how they're breaking this down is, with a pixel density of over 500 ppi, you'll have to pay the full $40 fee. Devices with 400 to 500 ppi, they'll be charged a $20 fee. And anything under 400 ppi, well, that's $10 fee. Now, no, you're not going to have to rush out today to grab that new Android phone before all these fees come into effect. You still have some time until February of 2019. Although there is a slight disclaimer saying that could vary depending on the country and device. Moving on to Hacker News. And moving on over to the US of A. Are you familiar with healthcare.gov? Well, it's been breached. How badly breached? Well, about 75,000 individuals got their information stolen. Yes, very unsettling. And it makes you wonder how they got through. Well, they actually went through a system used by insurance agents and brokers. So the same way the insurance agents got in and brokers, well, that's how they got in too. And just like a lot of things when it comes to hacking, we're finding out about this at a much later date. Although not as bad as some. Actually, this took place on October 13th. And it took actually to the 16th to actually verify something had actually been accessed. They knew something was going on, they just wanted to make sure, and it took 3 days to apparently do that. Now, right now, they've shut down the direct enrollment system to implement new security measures, and expect to see that up and running in about a week or two. Gee, let's take our time, shall we? As for those 75,000 people that were affected, you should be contacted in some way or another. They just didn't say how long it would take. Yep, that's the speed of government for you. And finally, yeah, slow news weekend again, boys and girls. But let's talk about something peaceful. I don't know, nighttime, stars are out, there's the moon, and look, there's another moon? Well, there could be if you're in China. Yes, apparently there's a southwestern Chinese city by the name of Chengdu that they're planning on to put up another moon. Yes, you heard me correctly, another moon. What would be the point of having another moon? Well, they're hoping it'll illuminate the entire country. And we ain't too far off from seeing this artificial moon either. Try a couple of more years, as in 2020. So what would be the point of another moon? Well, they're hoping to light up an area of about 10 to 80 kilometers. And their ultimate goal is for the artificial moon's brightness to actually be enough to entirely replace street lights. Yeah, it sounds a little interesting, doesn't it? Proving yet again that everything is made in China, including the moon. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is our website, powered by TSO Host. Also, find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and our lovely BTN community, always chatting it up over there. We'd love for you to join in the conversation. You can do it easily by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope you have a fantastic Monday. Let's get the week started right, shall we? And thank you very much, as always, for listening.